You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a cosmetic surgery center in Maryland has had to be closed because three liposuction patients developed pretty severe infections, and one woman has died. She had contracted a group A streptococcus. A group A strep infection can kill you. It could spread like wildfire. We've seen this in multiple different types of infection. And the Monarch Med Spa has been closed by the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Closure comes a day after officials found breaches in the standard inspection and control practices of the clinic. These group A streptococcus infections, most of the time are mild, but they can be fatal if it seeds into the blood, gets into the lungs, etc. Let me see what they say here. I'm looking to see what else they saw. Of course, symptoms, you know, fever, flu-like symptoms, redness at the site. You know, when you get liposuction, they're sucking out the fat from parts of your body. And, you know, many of us have thought and contemplated getting it done. I still have not gotten liposuction done. I would definitely have body parts that would warrant the need to get it done, but I've just kind of been holding off because it's nothing permanent. You know, you remove the fat cells that have fat, you still, you know, eat the way you do or, you know, have less exercise, you're going to just deposit fat in other areas. Okay, I mean, you know, you may, where liposuction has its most success is, let's say you have somebody that is as tight as they can be and in shape, but they have a certain distribution, like let's say on the hips, where there's just that little extra lump that they need sculpting. All right, that's where liposuction really has its mark, you know, in the cosmetic world. Somebody being overweight, hoping that the liposuction just takes out the fat and then they could look good the rest of their lives, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't. And unfortunately, because you're introducing something into your body to suck out the fat and go into the deeper layers, right, because the fat layer is lower than your epidermis and your dermis and your subcutaneous layer, and the fat overlies muscle, etc. It's very easy for infection to get in and seed. So you could have pain, swelling, redness at the site, eventually get dizzy, weakness, confused, etc. The CDC says between 9,000 and 11,000 cases of group A streptococcus disease occur annually in the United States. It could cause almost 2,000 deaths a year. Bacteria is spread through direct contact. Sometimes we, group A strep, we could pass through, respiratory droplets, sometimes infected wounds, sores, etc. Monarch Medical Spa, from what we understand, does, let me see, the state does not license cosmetic surgery centers, but will seek public comment on potential approaches to oversight these facilities. So they're not overseeing, I guess, no, not overseeing these facilities in, what was it, Maryland, I just said? Yeah, in Maryland, as of yet. These med spas that do liposuction. You know, it used to be a cosmetic surgeon had to do it. Huh, that's kind of interesting. I'm wondering who is doing the liposuction. They said it was not clear which other state license, what other states license the centers. Monarch Med Spa said in a statement that it was concerned for the well-being of all its patients and was going to cooperate with health authorities. They have been in business 8 years, have licensed health professionals that perform thousands of these complication-free surgical procedures. They have locations in Pennsylvania, Greenville, Delaware. You wonder. You know, I don't know if a cosmetic surgeon is. See, here's the thing. How I was trained is these procedures were done in an actual surgical center. It was done in a hospital, in an operating room. And we're hearing that many of these procedures can now be done under local anesthesia and in doctor's offices. If that's the case, we worry a little bit more about the quality control and the bacteria and the sterility of the environment. Because you could not walk into an OR setting or the surgical areas without being completely covered. Hair has to be covered. Shoes have to be covered. You have to be in clean scrubs. Then you can't, and that's just the area leading in to the OR. Then you need to scrub before you go into the, you could, you know, say hi to the patient, but usually you scrub and then you go into the, you know, the patient room, you get put into the sterile clothes, et cetera. And, these sterile trays that we use in doctor's offices and in operating rooms, we don't like to open these sterile trays up in an environment that we think could have bacteria. All right. We don't want people coughing on these things. We don't want people sneezing. We don't want people accidentally touching these things because they're sterile. So they try to keep as clean an environment. You can't drag dirt in with your shoes. Your shoes have to be completely covered in the booties. You can't, your hair can't be swaying around, you know, spewing bacteria because it has to be covered up in the little shower cap. You can't drag in dirt from clothes from home because you have to be in scrubs. So that's how they limit these things. But I'm not sure what happens in these medical spa. You know, many of the medical spas I know, they, you know, they don't do invasive procedures like that. You know, they do esthetician type stuff. They do a variety of other work that you don't need to be in an operating room for. But if we're talking about liposuction, if we're talking about something that invasive, I would really recommend something like that occur in an OR setting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. You can call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you don't like letters, it's 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can always email us at drdahlia.com. And please don't forget to follow us on Facebook a little bit later today when you fool around on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Just type in Dr. Dahlia Show on your search, as well as follow us on Twitter. I've got a lot to talk about. We're going to review some of the highlights from today's show, but also get to medical news. Some pretty cool stuff, so don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 20th, 2012. Gold open this morning at $1,762.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,805.60, $902.80 for a half ounce, or $451.40 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,805.60, $902.80, and $451.40.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like people that grow marijuana indoors actually are putting them at risk, not only for, you know, possibly deciding to sample, you know, the marijuana, but for mold. They say houses and other buildings used to grow marijuana contain high levels of mold. These could obviously pose a health threat to residents living there, and law enforcement agents are investigating them. All right. They're also looking at mold, pesticides, fertilizers, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, as well as THC, which is the psychoactive chemical in marijuana. Remember they wanted to play around with marijuana? Just use the THC for pain control, but you're not getting the high. They were going to, you know, try to manipulate a medication so people wouldn't get addicted to it. They wouldn't get high, but they would have the pain effects of it. Anyway, the report was funded by the U.S. Department of Justice, designed to provide advice about precautions and protective equipment law enforcement agents should wear when investigating indoor marijuana grow operations. That was funny. I thought they were going to recommend people who grow the marijuana to actually wear these safety devices. But no, just for the people investigating. They said the combination of warm temperatures and high humidity found in many indoor marijuana grow operations can fuel mold growth. Of course. You know, I live in the desert. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Southern Nevada, you have mold in houses out here as well. You could be in a dry environment and still, because of the air conditioning or some sort of water that leaks in, et cetera, you could still get mold. They say the combination of warm temperatures and high humidity can fuel extensive mold growth, airborne levels of mold spores they found inside the structures, could subject occupants, emergency personnel, and individuals to significant health hazards. What does mold do? It can cause asthma, allergies, other type of respiratory diseases, a hypersensitivity pneumonitis. So, they say mold is considered potentially hazardous when the indoor spore concentrations are 10 times higher than outdoor concentrations. They found such levels in about 60% of marijuana grow operations. In some cases, the level were more than 100 times outdoor levels. And I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, all I do is smoke marijuana every once in a while. I don't go into these places. Don't. Don't go into the places because there's mold. You know, I wonder if it would be advantageous to, you know, for some of us to, just every now and then have somebody inspect to see if we have mold. I can't tell you how many times I have people with respiratory issues or allergies or something that goes on. They get it inspected and there's mold in their house. Now, some of us are like, I don't want to know. I don't even want to know. Well, yes, ignorance is bliss. But honestly, if you guys are having respiratory issues and you're like, well, all of a sudden am I turning asthmatic when I've never been asthmatic? I don't smoke, but I feel like I have emphysema. I would say get the house checked out. All right. When in doubt, check it out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about this Wayne Watson who ate buttered popcorn every day for 10 years. Two bags of buttered popcorn every day. And he developed a lung infection back in 2007, which we call popcorn lung. Now, remember we were talking about the diacetyl in these butter flavorings? Well, when you breathe in the microwave popcorn, who knew that it could cause respiratory issues? He says he only has about 53% lung capacity. Now, I know some of us would say, all right, he shouldn't be eating buttered popcorn or bagged popcorn, two of them every day for 10 years. That's ridiculous. Well, court didn't find it ridiculous, and they actually allowed him to win $7.2 million verdict against Gilster Mary Lee Corp, the Kroger Company, and Dillon Companies for his illness. He sued the store that he frequented to buy the product. He sued the company that made it. Now, popcorn lung, which is what they're calling this, usually found in plant workers exposed to these high levels of the diacetyl. We know that these artificial flavorings that diacetyl is in, especially these butter flavorings, are used on much more than just popcorn. I think they use it to spray down the chicken. You know, when you get a chicken sandwich, it's sprayed down a lot of times with butter flavor at these fast food places. I mean, they use butter flavoring for all sorts of things. Even like the spray-on. Didn't some of the spray-on for our pans have butter flavored? From what we understand, diacetyl could be in more things than we know. But a couple weeks ago, we found that it could be linked to Alzheimer's. Now, if I was a grocery store, I don't know what I would stock on the shelves, to be honest, because this grocery store lost the lawsuit. He sued not only the company that made the bagged popcorn, but the grocery store that sold it to him. Now, okay, does he have a case? Yeah, he's eating a product he thinks it's safe, now has decreased lung function. He has a case against, of course, the product of the manufacturer. I get that, absolutely. Not enough studies were done on some of these chemicals. I get that. But if a store stocks a product that you decide to buy and eat in excess, should they be liable? Well, according to this, they were. So they had to pay part of the $7.2 million verdict. Watson says they thought that no consumer would ever be exposed to enough of it to make a difference. Well, they rolled the dice and they lose. This is what the patient said. Unless what these companies may have to do is write on their product, don't eat more than once a week or something like that. This is not to be consumed every day. Twice a day. Defense attorneys argued that Watson's health problems stemmed from working with carpet cleaning chemicals for years, not the microwave popcorn. Now, most manufacturers say they do not use the diacetyl anymore in microwave popcorn. Yeah, but what else do they use, and can that cause issues? Who knows? Glitzer Mary Lee did not return ABC's news calls for comment, but issued a statement saying it was disappointed with the jury's decision and is evaluating next steps. The statement added the company has provided safe and quality microwave popcorn for two decades. Watson previously settled claims against the flavor developer Fona International, formerly Flavors of North America. As for the money, he says he plans on giving some to charity, but he will not be buying any more microwave popcorn, he states. This is according to ABC News. See, I guess what blows my mind is the grocery store being liable. My next question is, if a grocery store sells cupcakes and cookies, are they going to be liable if you get fat? I mean, you would say, yeah, but you don't eat cookies every day. Well, same thing. You're not supposed to be eating microwave popcorn every day. But I guess a good attorney will say, well, why not? Why can't you eat microwave popcorn every day? If the product's safe, the product's safe. Anything on the store shelves, you should be able to consume as often as you want. I got to tell you, if I was the grocery store, I wouldn't shelve most of the stuff that's in there if you could actually get sued for a health condition. That's some crazy, crazy stuff. Now, can anybody else say their lung function is caused by their microwave popcorn purchases? They probably have to prove that they purchased all that microwave popcorn. But, I mean, I got to tell you, for your own safety, avoid things in excess. It blows my mind that these lawsuits, like I said, I understand him suing the manufacturer. But the grocery store that had it on the shelf where he bought it from is liable. Remember I told you there was a gentleman who successfully sued his doctor because he had been afflicted with lung cancer, and he was able to sue the doctor and win because his prosecuting team could prove that the doctor never told him to quit smoking. And, you know, the defense was like, well, it's all over the place. Smoking causes cancer. It's all over the TV. Well, prosecutors argued he didn't have a television. So the guy lost, the doctor lost a multi-million dollar lawsuit because a patient claimed the doctor should have told him, don't smoke. Now, can doctors be sued for then not telling you to not eat microwave popcorn? Can the doctors be sued for not telling you to not eat, you know, all these cookies and cupcakes, etc.? And if that's the case, you're going to start seeing a completely different office visit when you go into the doctor. And it's going to be, you can't do nothing. Remember that guy that was a part of a menage a trois? Cheats on his wife, has a heart attack a day before his cardiac testing. The cardiologist gets sued, loses buku bucks, loses close to $1 million, I believe, right? Was it? I think it was higher than $1 million lawsuit. And it's because he didn't tell the patient to not have sex before his test. I got to tell you, when you go to the doctor, I mean, if these lawsuits continue to hold up and they aren't successfully appealed, you're going to go to the doctor and they're going to say do nothing. No sex, no going to work, no eating popcorn, no going to the movie theaters because sitting for a long period of time puts you at risk. I mean, if that's the way it's going to be, that's the way it's going to be. But, crazy stuff. Two bags of popcorn a day for 10 years. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Here it is, another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 33 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to sign up for our Alaskan cruise. We are now booking. We are going to be leaving end of June. This next year, this coming up summer, leaving out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage of Alaska. It's going to be exquisite, a beautiful trip. I hope you all could join us. We're going to have a great time. Go to my website to find out details. Don't forget also that the Dr. Dahlia Show is on your Android phone. We are still working on the iPhone app. As soon as we get that, we'll let you know. I know iPhone 5 is coming out, and I guess there's not as much buzz about the iPhone 5 as in the past. I think maybe people are starting to get sick of maybe always upgrading. I still have, I think, the 3. I don't want to upgrade until the phone dies because it's too expensive to upgrade for me. But anyway, iPhone 5 is coming out, I guess, tomorrow. But we're waiting for my app to come out on iPhone. That's always exciting. But right now we are on the Android App Store. It's free. Go to your App Store to download it, or you can go to the Dr. Dahlia website and download it there. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Now, many of us as parents, we have a very busy day at the office, very busy day at work. Then we pick up the kids, then we got to race the kids, you know, to their multiple sports or Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or ballet or whatever. Then we come home and we decide to just, you know, fall onto the couch and have a drink of wine. The kids start running up, driving you crazy, and parents go, here, just take a sip of my wine. Kids are happy, they get to drink wine, and then they get to run and go, you know, tell the brother and sister that mommy let them have the wine, daddy let them have some beer. Well, another study came out today saying that's probably not the best idea, all right? And why are parents letting their kids drink their alcohol? A survey published this week in the Journal of Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine interviewed about 1,000 mothers and their third graders and found that a substantial proportion of parents, now we're talking third graders, we're talking 8-year-olds, a substantial proportion, almost up to 40%, believe that letting their kids taste alcohol at home will protect them from engaging in risky drinking behaviors with their peers later on. As expected, the children of moms who held such beliefs were more likely to have tried alcohol themselves by age 9. For the study, researchers interviewed mothers and their kids for 25 minutes each. Mothers were asked to rate how much they agreed with statements like, if parents don't let their children try alcohol at least once, children will be more tempted by alcohol as a forbidden fruit, or letting children younger than 12 years have sips or tastes of alcohol is a safe way to introduce them to alcohol. Children who sip on small amounts of alcohol at home with parents will be less likely to experiment with risky drinking in middle school. The third graders were asked. So now the little 8-year-olds were asked whether they had ever taken a sip of beer, wine, or any other alcohol, and whether an adult in their home had ever allowed them to do so. Approximately a third of the child participants said they have sipped alcohol. Moms more agreed with the forbidden fruit type of argument. 22% thought that maybe it would help resist peer pressure. 26% thought it would prevent experimenting in middle school. Now, we had talked about this a few weeks ago where, no, it doesn't help. You know, giving your kids alcohol will not prevent them from becoming alcoholics or prevent them from, you know, fooling around with their peers. And that really made sense. You know, when kids, I think the big reason why parents do it is because, you know, when these kids come up, can I sip a daddy drink? Can I have some of daddy's beer? And dad hands the beer over to the kid saying you could take a small swig, but don't tell your mother. That's some heavy bonding right there. Many boys remember their first sip of beer with dad or their first beer with dad. Same thing. If mom, who never looks like the cool one in the family, because she's the one yelling at you to take your shower and wash your hair and wash behind the ears and zip up your fly and brush your teeth. You know, mom is not the cool one. Daddy always gets to be the cool one in the family. Mommy doesn't. So when a kid comes up to mommy going, please, mommy, can I have a little sip? And the mom's like, you know what? This is my chance to look cool. I think that's the number one reason. I don't think parents go, here, let me tablespoon feed the alcohol to desensitize you. I don't really think that's what's going on. But parents aren't going to admit that they're trying to look cool in front of their kids and let their kids think they're cool. They're not gonna not gonna do that. Now, let's say a parent was really doing that, then a parent would probably get some of the most disgusting tasting alcohol to a kid, like scotch. I don't think any kid could handle scotch. I don't think any kid could handle Jaeger, right? And I mean, if a parent really was embellishing this theory working with this theory of trying to desensitize the kid so they won't experiment with alcohol later, you give them then the most disgusting battery acid tasting alcohol to scare the heck out of them. I mean, that's what my mom did with coffee. I really wanted to try my mom's coffee. So, and my mom really wasn't the best at making coffee, so she let me take a sip. That was the most disgusting thing I ever had and never tasted it. But, you know, sipping a foo-foo drink or a rum and coke, or a tequila sunrise and letting your kid take a sip and eat your maraschino cherry, that's not desensitizing. I don't really think the parents are doing that. But remember, I mean, it's not going to work because these kids, when they're around their friends, they don't care about drinking battery acid. If their friend tells them to drink battery acid, they're going to drink it, whether it's in the form of alcohol or real battery acid. Your job as a parent is to instruct them on what the liver will look like, what a drunk driving accident could be, what happens to the brain cells, what it looks like in a jail cell. That's what you as a parent have to do. So like I said, I really don't think parents are really trying to desensitize letting the kids drink a sip of their beer, because, you know, beer isn't as disgusting to some people as they think, and wine as well. But, you know, what do you do? I mean, how do you compete against these kids when they say, here, have some alcohol? You know, it's very difficult. You know, I mean, even me, as independent as I was and strong-minded and understanding of what alcohol, you know, was, I couldn't, you know, I didn't want to look like odd man out with my friends. Now, I wouldn't get drunk and I wouldn't do drugs or anything like that. But, yeah, they were passing around a drink with everyone spit on it. You took a swig. It was ridiculous. I remember at graduation medical school, we were passing around a 4-foot champagne bottle. It was probably the most disgusting champagne. I can't tell you how much backwash was in it, but we're passing that around. Of course, campus, well, it wasn't the medical school graduation. It was the university graduation. It was the university graduation. Of course, we were all over 21 because we were in medical school. When you graduate medical school, you have your medical school ceremony where you take the Hippocratic Oath. It's very serious. It's very solemn. It's a beautiful ceremony. But the school holds, these schools, all of them, hold your diploma hostage unless you go to the regular university graduation the next day. Now, of course, you know, when you're done with medical school and you know you got residency coming, you want to be done. You want to flee. But we had to prove that we were going to the regular university graduation. So we went, and of course somebody brought this big huge bottle of champagne, and everybody started passing around, drinking whatever, and then of course security tried to get a hold of it. I thought I saw him take a swig too, you know. People are going to be doing stupid things, and they're going to listen to their friends. Your job is to teach them, if you do anything with your friends, very mild, extreme moderation, and you will not get mad if they call you to pick them up from driving. You need to look like you are going to be the most approachable parent. Now, I didn't have that. You know, right? In my generation, we were scared to death of our parents because they had belts and everything else. So there was no way in heck I was going to call my folks up telling them I was drinking and they had to pick me up. No way. Now, maybe that's also what kept me out of trouble. I didn't drink because I was so afraid of them. Not only was I afraid of them, they also said the Lord would smite me. So, of course, I was, you know, paranoid either way. But your job, especially nowadays with these kids, is to let them know that if they do mess up, no questions asked, you will pick them up and to call you. Because that is much worse, that's much better than them hiding it from you, getting into their friend's car and getting into a car accident. Or vomiting on their own, or inhaling their own vomit, because they drank too much. Alright guys, don't go away, we've got a lot more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Science. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Some of you have asked me about this mother-to-daughter womb transplant. Talk about weird science where two women have their uteruses replaced with their mothers. Well, from what I understand, one of these women was born without a uterus, so she couldn't conceive. Another one had, I believe, cervical cancer, so she had to have her uterus removed. So what the doctors did is they took their mothers, and they took the uterus out of their mother. From what I understand, the mothers have left the hospital. This happened, I believe, in Sweden, Sweden's University of Gothenburg. Moms are out of the hospital, very happy that the uteri are gone. And the daughters now have the uterus. Now, doctors are not going to say this is a success with this womb transplant until it actually becomes a womb. Okay, this is a uterus transplant for now. Until the daughters or the two separate women can actually carry a pregnancy, they're not going to say this was a success. From what we understand, before the surgery, they actually started in vitro fertilization. Frozen embryos that they made will be thawed and later transferred into the women after they have had their uterus for their new uterus for a good year. So some of you are like, well, okay, that's kind of interesting. I don't think it's bad. I mean, if it's your mom's uterus, I'd rather have my mom's uterus than like my father's testicle. I think that makes more sense to me. Apparently, Turkish doctors said they had performed a successful uterus transplant last year, giving a womb from a deceased donor to a young woman. But they don't know if the recipient has started fertility treatment yet. So in order for to say that this actually worked, you need to, you know, give birth in the new womb. The first widely reported womb transplant from a live donor occurred in 2000 in Saudi Arabia, but the organ had to be removed because of a blood clot. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Pretty cool stuff. I know some of you thought that was kind of weird, but, you know, look, you want to give birth. All right, in news today, a judge has refused to demand YouTube to remove the anti-Islam film that has caused multiple uprisings now in the Middle East because of the anti-Muhammad nature of this film. California judge today denied a request to remove the film from YouTube that has spawned violent protests across the Muslim world. Actress Cindy Lee Garcia is actually now suing the maker of the film, the California man linked to the film, saying she was duped into taking part and has since then received death threats. She can't go to work. She can't live at her house anymore. The request for a temporary restraining order is denied. The plaintiff has not shown a likelihood to prevail on the merits, according to Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Louis Lavin. Garcia is the first known civil lawsuit connected to the making of the video, which depicts the Prophet Muhammad as a womanizer and a fool, and which, again, started the violence across Muslim world last week, which started on September 11th, killing four people, including the U.S. ambassador to Libya in Benghazi. Now, Garcia accused the producer of the movie, Nakula Baseli Nakula, who was using the alias Sam Basili at the time, to dupe her into appearing in the film. She thought it was supposed to be a simple desert adventure movie. She also says her verbiage was dubbed in. I still haven't seen the video, so I'm not sure. You know, this is one of those situations where you really need to look before you leap. I mean, the whole big controversy over whether the video can stay on YouTube or not falls under freedom of speech and being able to, First Amendment, and being able to air your movies, etc., air your videotaping, etc. I mean, there are so many, I guess, anti-Bush videos, etc., starting a precedence of removing one film could then lead to, okay, well, then we need to, you know, we need the courts to start removing multiple films. Mind you, I think it's, you know, the premise behind the film, it shouldn't exist. But this is where the controversy is. You know, I mean, I would love for this whole situation to go away. You know, I mean, somebody makes a stupid movie that insults, Muhammad, obviously a god sacred to the Islamic world, and, you know, it causes these riots, and it appears that America is behind it. I mean, we would love to, I mean, who wouldn't want to get this video off the air and have things, you know, go back to the way it was about a week or two ago? But there's freedom of speech issues, and this is going to be something that I believe many of us are going to be watching pretty closely in terms of is somebody allowed, are the courts allowed to rate the type of video footage, or is it, you know, and decide what gets aired and what doesn't, or can you make any film insulting anybody and it goes up there? You know, it's interesting because we really don't have that all or nothing with our freedom of speech. You know, I mean, I can't say every single word in the English language on air. If I use any foul language or swear words, I could be in trouble. We could be fined by the FCC. So that's already one aspect of freedom of speech, right? We see many people lose their jobs because they say something racist. So is it that you have freedom of speech, but you can't say something racist? Or is there complete freedom of speech? You know, what do we have? So I know there's going to be a lot of controversy over this ruling with the judge where he will not remove the video. But you have, like I said, you have both sides looking at this. And it's a very, very controversial topic. I mean, we have a video that's actually spurning wars. That can actually spurn a war here. And freedom of speech protects it from still being live on the Internet. All right. Now, whether the actress was duped or not, that's going to be a very interesting case to follow. You know, how many times are we misquoted or I mean, any time I have any video footage done of me, like for any educational piece, et cetera, I always ask that I review it. All right. I always ask that I review the piece. And usually they do. They let you. You know, it would be a pain in the butt if I declined it, but asking shows that you're going to be on top of it. Some people are saying, no, there's no way. She knew what she was doing. I don't know. And I'm sure there's a way to tell, software-wise, you know, if somebody's was voiced over, if there was any sort of dubbing done. But, I mean, this woman, she's going to be fighting for her life for being involved in this, and it's obviously very public who she is, and so right now she's trying to take the first actions showing that she's against the film, and she's suing the filmmaker. So we'll see what happens with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It also looks like 10 new charges have been brought up against the accused Colorado gunman James Holmes. Prosecutors have filed a motion to add 10 more charges against a Colorado gunman who allegedly shot multiple people in a movie theater in July, killed 12 people, and injured multiple others. Denver Post reported, I still don't know what's happening with that notebook. He had sent the psychiatrist. Rumor has it that they won't even be able to open it up and use it. That's some crazy stuff. I'm dying to know what's going on with that. 58 people were wounded, 12 people killed when he opened up fire on a July 20th midnight screening of the Batman movie. He already faces 24 counts of first-degree murder and 116 counts of attempted murder. Under Colorado law, they say the doubling of the charges allows prosecutors to have two pathways to secure a conviction. So I guess the newspaper noted that a separate motion was filed to amend 16 counts of attempted murder and one count of crime of violence sentence enhancement against Holmes. I'm not sure when this is going to court, but we will, of course, keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Spinach. Kroger spinach is being recalled due to a listeria scare. Apparently 15 states are involved where spinach, packaged spinach, could possibly contain listeria. Listeria is the same culprit we dealt with the Colorado mess last year. Nobody has been injured. Nobody has fallen ill, but as a precaution, in 15 states, they are recalling Kroger spinach. Go to the Kroger website to find out if your state's involved. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and we will see you tomorrow. God bless.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.